And last night, a pioneering source of tech news online, the website GigaOm, announced it was shutting down. The site covered tech, but also the changing media landscape, and was known for experimenting and making money, running an events business, a research firm, selling ads. Evidently, that did not pay the bills. The most talked about revenue source for publishers these days, so-called native ads, ads packaged to blend in and mirror the editorial content around them. Major magazine publishers Condé Nast and Time Inc. are running them and sometimes asking journalists to write them. John Carroll, Here and Now's media analyst, has some thoughts. And John, start with Condé Nast. They launched their 23 Stories project this year. This is a short stories named after the 23 stories of their building. How do these ads figure into that?
Well, Condé Nast has gone to marketers and said, look, you can work with our editors to create branded content, which is essentially marketing material that looks like editorial content. Magazines, especially fashion magazines, have played footsie with advertisers for years. But the advertisers were in one room creating ads, the editorial people were in another room creating puff pieces, and they ran together in the magazine. Now, the advertisers and the editorial people are in the same room, and they're collaborating on this marketing material. And that's something that hasn't really happened before.
This is quite something. So we have the embedded ads. If you look, if you squint your eyes, you think, hey, wait a second, there's like a box in the middle of something. And I thought it was reporting. But if you look closer, you can or cannot see it's an ad. And now journalists asked to write them. The online fashion site Racked gives the example of a Time magazine article about flags. But then there's this embedded, well, we now know it's an embedded Google ad, which has the line, Okay, Google, how many American flags are there on the moon?
Right.
A journalist was asked to write this.
Right. The editor came up with, how are we going to cross-promote Google mobile app, which actually took out an ad in the magazine. But this is also sort of a reinforcement. So basically, they're trying to get readers to use the Google mobile app while they're reading the editorial content. So this is the kind of collaboration that Condé Nast and Time Inc. are both promising in terms of, we'll have our editors and journalists figure out ways to work you into the editorial content in a sort of a seamless way.
But as you said, we've seen these embedded ads before, but this idea of journalists writing them, if people find out about this, I mean, do you think this has impact on the reader? And what impact does it have on the journalists?
Well, if I'm a journalist, I hate this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this at all because there's supposed to be a wall between business and editorial. And what's happened is Time Inc. has a chief content officer who is basically running the business and the editorial side and bringing them together. You know, this sort of state of the Cuisinart marketing where you put everything in a blender and hit puree is something that is happening more and more. And the potential fallout is it devalues the journalism. It devalues the editorial content because readers start to think, is everything for sale here, number one? And what's marketing and what's a sort of journalism coming from some honest broker of information?
Okay. Well, John Carroll, on native ads embedded in editorial content, Condé Nast, for instance, doing it, but also journalists being asked to write it. You know, we're asked to write forward promotes, they're called, like coming up next.
Right.
But that's
but you
different.
Know it's a promotion. You don't think that it's programming.
Right. We'll keep an eye on this. John's our media analyst. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.